Welcome back, everybody. We're diving into something pretty monumental today.
Yeah.
Plato's Symposium.
Oh, a classic.
I know, right? But I think a lot of people hear that title and they're like, ugh, philosophy love. Like, what are we going to learn?
Right.
But I think that by the end of this, you guys are really going to be reevaluating everything you thought you knew about love.
Yeah. The symposium is so much more than just like a straight definition of love. It's like this whole bunch of viewpoints. Like we're getting to peek in on this dinner party,
Oh,
and
yeah.
all these like brilliant Athenian minds are just like hashing it out.
So before we even get into the different viewpoints,
Okay.
set the scene for us.
Right.
Where, when, who are these people?
Okay, so picture it. Athens, 416 BC.
Okay.
The poet Agathon,
So, yeah.
he's throwing this like awesome feast
Um,
because he just won this big competition
yeah,
for his
yeah.
tragedy.
Okay.
But instead of just, partying,
Right,
they're
right.
like, okay, let's each give a speech praising Eros.
Eros, the god of love.
Yeah.
So like a philosophical, like roast battle, but with togas.
Yeah,
Okay,
exactly.
I love it. But it's not just the format that's so interesting.
Right.
It's like you said, Plato brings together all these different types of people.
Right. So we've got playwrights,
Right.
politicians, physicians.
Okay.
We even have a comedic playwright, Aristophanes,
Oh yeah, Aristophanes.
known for his, shall we say, unconventional humor.
So we know this isn't like a real transcript of this party,
Yeah,
right?
not
How do
quite.
we even know about this?
So our source is Apollodorus,
Apollodorus, okay.
and he heard about it from Aristodemus,
Okay.
who was a follower of Socrates, who was at the party.
Oh,
So
wow.
it's a story within a story, which makes
Okay.
it even more juicy.
Multiple layers of storytelling already. I'm in. But let's get to the speeches themselves.
Okay.
Who kicks things off and what's their take on love?
So the first voice we hear is Phaedrus.
Okay, Phaedrus. I know the name.
And sometimes he can be a little, flowery with
Hurrah.
his language,
Like the
like
sophist?
the sophists,
Yeah,
exactly.
clearly.
But he makes this really powerful argument that love is this ancient and driving force
Okay.
that inspires us to do great things, noble deeds.
Instead of just like saying that, though,
Yeah.
he uses some pretty like heavy-hitting examples.
He does, like from Greek mythology.
Oh, yeah.
So he brings up Alcestis, who
Alcestis.
sacrifices herself for her husband, and
Right.
Achilles, who, goes through all this danger to avenge Patroclus.
Right.
So right away, he's saying love is more than just personal.
Right.
It's this motivator for heroes
Oh,
that
no.
even the gods favor.
He even kind of throws a little shade at some famous poets too, right?
He does. He criticizes, the big names
All right.
of Homer, Aeschylus,
Right.
and he's using their own words against them to say that love is stronger
Right.
than fear or duty, even.
So it's a really like strong argument.
Yeah.
But what's really interesting to me is that he's not just talking about men.
Right.
He explicitly states that love between women
Right.
is just as worthy of praise.
Yeah. And that's not necessarily a common idea back then.
Was it not?
Not really.
Okay, so that's
And
interesting.
that's what's so cool about the symposium is it really makes us think about our assumptions about ancient Greece.
Right?
And Phaedrus even says that the gods favor the love that's returned
Oh, wow.
more than the original feeling because
Okay.
the lover is of a nobler nature, he says.
Okay, so the person being loved is
Yeah.
more divine than the person giving love.
Right. It's more divine to be loved.
Wow, okay. That's really interesting.
It is.
And it kind of makes you think about the power dynamic
Yeah.
within a relationship.
Absolutely.
And it's a good setup for our next speaker,
Yes.
Pausanias,
Pausanias.
who really tries to like break down love into
Yeah.
different types.
Right. He tries to categorize.
This probably started some arguments at this party.
Yeah, probably. Definitely.
So tell me about how he breaks it down.
So he talks about two different Aphrodites.
Okay.
So two types of love,
Okay.
common love, which is like more physical, and
Right.
then heavenly love, which
Yeah.
is focused on like the soul and the intellect.
Okay, so he's already making people like choose a side here.
Yeah, but he's saying it's not about who you love, it's
Oh,
how you love that
okay. I
matters.
like that.
Yeah.
And this is also where he gets the listener to
Yes.
really check their own bias
Right.
because he brings up how differently
Yeah.
male love was viewed
Yeah.
across different Greek regions.
Exactly.
Even he compares it to other cultures
Yes, he
and he
does.
even connects those views
Yeah. Yeah.
to political systems, right?
Exactly. He even says, like, tyrants didn't like male love
Okay.
because it made these strong bonds
Right.
that could, like, threaten their power.
Interesting. So the way that a society views love is kind of a reflection of its values and structures, right?
It is.
So what kind of love is he advocating for?
He's very clear that it's a love based on virtue and mutual respect.
Okay.
And like wanting to improve yourself.
So love makes you a better person.
It does. It pushes you to be better.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have these two speeches.
Yes.
And we've already gone from love as like this heroic thing to like love making you a better person.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're already getting complex here.
Very complex.
Who comes next?
So up next, we have a totally different perspective.
Okay. Eryximachus.
Eryximachus, okay. And he is a, what is it?
He's a physician.
Oh, he's a doctor.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does a doctor have to say about love? I'm thinking, like very clinical.
Yeah, instead of dissecting hearts, literally, he dissects the concept of love.
Interesting.
And he sees love as this force that's working in everything.
So not just between people.
Right. In the entire cosmos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting.
From physical health to our mental well-being.
So he's like zooming out.
He is.
To the big picture.
Yes.
And saying that love is connected to this universal harmony.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
And he uses his like medical background.
He does.
To make this point.
Right. He says like love is like medicine.
Okay.
It restores balance, harmony.
So disease is a lack of love.
In ways.
Yeah, okay. That's interesting. This is Plato, though.
Yes.
Things are about to get weird, right?
Of course.
Who's next?
Next up, we have Aristophanes.
Oh, this is what I've been waiting for.
The comic playwright.
So he's known for his humor.
Yes.
And he's got a wild origin story for love. So lay it on me.
Okay, so picture this.
Right.
Humans weren't like us at all.
Okay.
We were round.
Round.
Yes. With four arms and four legs.
Hold on, four arms and four legs.
And two faces.
Two faces.
Yes, sir.
Sounds mythological.
Pure Aristophanes.
Okay.
So these humans, they were strong and ambitious. They challenged the gods.
Oh, so they got a little too big for their britches?
They did.
And so what happened?
Zeus was like, nope.
Of course.
Splits them in half.
That's right.
Literally cuts them down the middle.
So that's why we're looking for our other half.
Exactly.
Okay, so love isn't about just finding someone that completes you.
Right.
It's about finding the missing piece of yourself.
Yes.
Okay, that just like raised the stakes.
It does.
Four speeches and four wildly different ideas of love.
That's just the beginning.
My brain is already like exploding, but we're not done yet.
Not even close.
We've heard from the like passionate advocate.
Yeah.
The, like logician. The healer.
Right.
The comedian. Who's next?
Up next is the host himself.
Oh.
Okay, Agathon.
So he's going to give a speech on love?
Yeah.
He's a poet.
Yeah.
So I'm imagining like beautiful imagery.
Oh, he delivered, it's like this ode to love.
Okay, okay.
He's praising his youth, beauty, power.
Okay.
Love is the source of art and creation.
Beautiful.
He's saying that love dwells in like softness.
Right.
Grace.
Okay. And doesn't he even throw in some like moral qualities?
He does. He says love is just
temperate,
courageous, and wise.
So he's basically like presenting love as this perfect being.
He is like with all the best qualities like humans are striving for.
I bet Socrates is about to challenge this.
I bet he is.
But that's a story for part two.
Yes.
Okay. So last time we left off with Agathon.
Yes.
About to give his big speech on love.
Right.
He's a poet.
Yes.
So I'm expecting something pretty flowery.
He does not disappoint.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like this beautifully crafted ode to love.
Okay.
Raising him for his youth.
Yeah.
His beauty, his power.
He even throws in some, like, moral qualities, too, right?
He does, yeah.
He's not just saying that love is beautiful.
Right.
He's saying love is...
He says love is just temperate.
Yeah.
Courageous, wise.
So he's basically presenting love as this, like, perfect being.
Yeah. He is, like, the ideal.
Yeah, and I...
Possessing all these virtues that we, like, strive for.
I have this feeling that Socrates is going to challenge this.
Oh, absolutely.
Because he never lets a good philosophical debate just like pass him by.
Of course not.
How does he do it?
Well, you know, Socrates.
Yeah.
He's got his own way of doing things.
He's very subtle.
Very subtle, yeah.
So he doesn't just like disagree with Agathon?
He starts asking these very pointed questions.
Okay.
So he starts by being like, okay, Agathon, you're saying that love is beautiful.
Yeah.
But if love desires beauty.
Right.
Doesn't that mean he must lack beauty?
Oh,
Because
Yeah.
you only want what you don't have.
Right.
It's that classic Socratic method, just
Yeah.
kind of poking
I can
holes.
just imagine Agathon being like flustered a little
Yeah,
bit.
sure.
But Socrates, he's not done yet.
No, he keeps going. He's
Yeah.
like, okay, so if love desires beauty,
Yeah.
and beauty is a type of good, then love also desires good.
Okay.
So love is not inherently good.
So he's like turning the whole thing on its head.
Exactly.
That's a pretty like major departure
Yeah, very different than what we've heard so far.
from the other speeches.
Yeah, very different.
And then he goes on to tell this story
Yes.
about this woman named Diotima.
Diotima, yeah.
So who is this Diotima?
She's not physically at the party,
Okay.
but she's very important in the symposium.
Okay.
So Socrates says that she taught him everything he knows
Oh, wow.
about love.
Okay, so another layer to the story.
Yeah.
What kind of wisdom does she give Socrates?
So she tells him that love is not a god,
Oh,
but a demon.
a demon.
Yeah.
And that
It's like,
word,
is that like a demon?
it had different like connotations back then.
Okay.
So in Greek mythology, demons were these
Yeah.
spirits
Yeah.
like between mortals and gods.
Okay.
So not necessarily bad,
Right.
but they're powerful,
Okay.
a little unpredictable.
Interesting.
So love is this force that connects us to something bigger than ourselves.
Exactly. She's saying love comes from this union
Okay.
of plenty and poverty,
Go
and
ahead.
it's always looking for beauty and wisdom.
And it never gets there.
Right.
It's just like this constant state of
It
yearning.
is always striving, seeking.
Yeah, I feel that.
And then she introduces this really famous idea
Yeah.
from the symposium,
Okay.
the ladder of love.
I've heard of that, but like,
Yeah.
I don't really know what I mean.
So picture it like climbing a mountain.
Okay.
So each step takes you higher
Okay.
to this like deeper understanding of love. So it starts with loving
Yeah.
one beautiful body.
Okay, so like that's, you know,
Yeah, like the typical kind of love.
like what we see in movies and songs.
Right,
But
exactly.
where do we go from there?
So then you start to realize that beauty isn't limited to just one person.
Okay.
You start to appreciate beauty in all bodies.
So you're like expanding your view.
Yeah.
What's next?
Then you go even deeper and you start to love the
Yeah.
beauty of souls.
Okay, so it's not just about
Right.
physical appearance anymore.
It's about like connecting on
Yeah.
a deeper level.
Intellect,
Yeah,
spirit.
exactly. Yeah.
So we're moving beyond the
Yeah.
senses here,
We
and
are.
it keeps going.
It does. So then you appreciate the beauty in laws,
Okay.
institutions. We
Wow.
start to see how these can like create harmony and justice.
So it's like societal love.
It is. It's about like improving society.
Okay, so it's not just about
Oh, yeah.
personal relationships anymore.
It's about like the world we live in.
Okay.
And then finally, the top of the mountain,
Okay, top of the mountain.
you reach this point where you can contemplate
Okay.
the eternal,
Yeah.
unchanging form of beauty.
Hold on. The form of beauty.
Yeah, this is
I
where
need
we.
you to break this down for me.
Okay, so Plato's theory of forms,
Yeah.
it's a little out there, but basically the idea is
Yeah.
everything in the physical world
Yeah.
is like a copy of
Okay.
this perfect eternal form.
Okay, so the form of beauty is like the blueprint
The blueprint, yeah.
for everything that's beautiful.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so Diotima is saying once you can understand this,
Yeah.
you've kind of gone beyond just experiencing beauty.
Right.
You're understanding like its very essence.
So love is the path
It's a path,
to knowledge,
yeah,
to truth
to truth.
about the universe.
Exactly.
Okay, my mind is officially blown.
I know, right?
But the party isn't over.
Nope, we've got more coming
I know it's about to get crazy.
because things are getting very deep,
Yeah.
very philosophical.
Right.
And then
Okay.
in walks Alcibiades.
Hold on. The
Yes,
Alcibiades,
the one and only.
the Athenian general, the
Yeah.
politician.
Yes, he comes in totally drunk
Oh, boy.
with a flute girl,
Of course.
and he immediately starts professing his undying love.
Not for the host, Agathon, for
Oh,
Socrates.
Socrates. Wow, I did not see that coming.
It's a twist.
So Socrates and Alcibiades, what
Yeah.
an interesting pair.
Very interesting.
So I'm imagining this creates some tension.
A lot of tension.
Tension,
Oh,
discussion. Well,
wow.
Socrates being Socrates,
Yeah.
he's very smooth,
Okay.
very wise.
Right.
So he kind of deflects Alcibiades' advances
Okay.
and just kind of steers the conversation.
So even drunk
Right.
and in love,
Yeah.
Socrates can't be swayed
Yeah, he keeps it philosophical.
from a good debate.
Exactly.
That's impressive.
It is, but Alcibiades is captivated.
Okay.
He starts describing Socrates
That's
as
true.
this like satyr-like figure,
Yeah.
unassuming on the outside,
Right.
but he's got this like inner beauty. He
Yeah.
compares him to these statues of Silenus,
Okay.
which like were ugly on the outside,
Right.
but they had images of gods inside.
So Socrates' true beauty
Yeah.
is in his wisdom
It's his mind.
and virtue. I mean,
Exactly.
that's a big statement coming from Alcibiades, who,
Yeah.
you know, is known for his
Right, his looks.
charm and good looks. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like this whole other layer of the
Right.
ladder of love.
Right, like
You could be
it's
drawn to someone
yeah.
for their like physical beauty,
Right.
but also recognize their inner beauty.
And want something more.
Love is complicated,
It
but the
is.
story doesn't end there, right? I mean,
Well,
we left off
right.
with this party descending into chaos. What
Exactly.
happens?
So right as Alcibiades is wrapping up, this
Okay.
whole group of revelers,
Oh no.
they burst in
Of course.
and the party just gets crazy
So
now.
much for the ladder of love.
Yeah, they all took a tumble
Back down to earth.
back down to earth.
So they're drinking.
Yeah, they're singing, dancing.
It's a full-blown bacchanal.
It is.
Wow, okay.
So it's like this reminder
Yeah.
that even like the deepest
Right.
philosophical ideas can be,
Yeah.
overtaken
Yeah.
by just
Right. Life.
life. Yeah.
But Socrates is still trying to
He is, yeah.
keep things focused on love.
He actually gets into this debate
Okay.
with Alcibiades and Agathon and
Right.
even Aristophanes.
So even in the middle of a crazy party,
Yeah.
they're still like debating
They're still thinking.
philosophy.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is. It's impressive.
But eventually,
Yeah.
even
He
Socrates,
gets tired.
he's got to give in.
He does.
So what happens?
Everyone falls asleep.
The party's over.
The party's
I
over.
mean, it's not the grand finale I was expecting,
It's not.
but it's kind of fitting, right?
Yeah, because it's like this reminder
Yeah.
that love, it's
Yeah.
part of life. It's
Yeah.
something we celebrate, we
Yeah.
struggle with,
Right.
and sometimes it just leaves us exhausted.
It's not always about
Wait,
these
right.
big ideas. Sometimes it's about
Yeah.
just embracing the chaos. So the symposium doesn't really
It doesn't what?
give us like one answer
It doesn't. I
about
mean,
love is.
it's more like giving us all these different
Yeah.
viewpoints so we
Yeah.
can think about
Yeah.
how it shows up in
Yeah.
our own lives.
So after listening to all these speeches,
Yeah.
what stands out to you?
It's hard to choose.
It is hard to choose.
But what I find really interesting
Yeah.
is that each speaker,
Yeah.
they're all so different.
Right, they come from such different
Backgrounds.
viewpoints,
Yeah.
but they're all asking these same questions
Right.
like, what is love?
Yeah.
What's it for?
Right.
How does it like impact our lives?
And these questions are just as important today as they
Yeah.
were back then,
Yeah.
which is what makes
All
the
right.
symposium so timeless.
It isn't.
It's not just,
It's not just a history lesson.
right, it's not like a dusty old
It's
book.
like a conversation.
Yeah. That's still happening about something.
About something.
So universal.
Yeah, it makes us question our assumptions
Yeah.
about love.
Makes us think about the
Yeah.
different ways it can be
Yeah.
and just like embrace the mystery of it all.
So even though the
Yeah.
party's over,
Right.
the conversation
Keeps going.
continues.
Yeah.
So now I want to ask you,
Okay.
what would your speech
Oh, wow.
on love?
That's a big question on life.
I don't know. I think
It's something to think about.
it
I
is.
think the biggest takeaway from
Yeah.
the symposium is that the journey
Right.
to understanding love,
Yes.
it never ends.
Never ends.
It's a process
It's a
of
process.
self-discovery, of exploration, of connection.
Beautifully said.
And on that note, we'll leave you all
Yes.
to continue
Yeah.
your own deep dives
Nice
into the
job.
mysteries of love.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you. All right. So, where did we leave off?
Alcibiades
Right.
just confessed his love for Socrates.
Right in the middle of this like high-minded philosophical party.
Yeah, kind of threw a wrench in the whole thing.
You did.
So what does Socrates do?
Yeah.
Well, he's Socrates.
Yeah.
So he's very wise,
Right.
and he just very gently deflects
Okay.
Alcibiades'
So we've
advances.
been drunk.
Yeah, like totally smitten.
Socrates is still
Yeah, he's just so committed
committed to the
to
philosopher.
reason. Yeah, even with temptation right there.
That's impressive self-control.
It really is, but Alcibiades, he's still captivated by
Oh,
Socrates,
okay.
and he starts describing him
Okay.
as this like satyr-like
What do you learn?
figure. Yeah, like unassuming on the outside,
Okay.
but hiding this like divine inner beauty.
Like one of those.
Yeah, like those statues of Salinas,
Oh, yeah.
ugly on the outside,
Right, but
but
inside,
inside
there's a god.
there's an image of a god.
So he's saying
Yeah.
that Socrates' true beauty
It's not about appearances.
is in his mind,
His wisdom.
his virtue,
Exactly.
which is a pretty
Yeah.
powerful statement coming from
Right,
him.
because Alcibiades is known for
Gasibides.
his charm, his looks,
Yeah.
but he's recognizing something deeper.
So even he can see
It seems like it.
past the first rung of that ladder of love.
Right.
Like
Like,
he's still looking for something more.
yeah, it's like this reminder that love can be contradictory.
Right.
You can be attracted to someone.
Physically,
Yeah.
but still, like,
Want more?
want something more.
Yeah, something deeper.
But anyway, I think we left off with
Yeah.
the party kind of getting out of control.
Yeah, it descends into chaos.
What happened?
So Alcibiades, he wraps up his speech,
Okay.
and all of a sudden, all these other revelers,
Oh, no.
they come bursting in.
Of course.
It turns into this like full-blown bacchanal.
Okay, so much for philosophy.
Yeah, everyone's drinking, singing, dancing.
It's a far cry from where we started.
It is, but even Socrates,
Yeah.
he tries to keep the conversation going about
Oh,
love. He
cool.
gets into this whole debate
Okay.
about tragedy and comedy
Oh, wow.
with Alcibiades, Agathon, even Aristophanes.
So even in the middle of this,
Yeah, like wild
they're
party.
still talking about
Can't stop thinking.
big ideas.
Yeah, they love their philosophy.
They did. They really did.
But
Yeah.
eventually, even Socrates, he
Oh.
has to give in.
I mean, he's human.
Yeah, so
I mean,
everyone,
one passes out.
yeah, they all fall asleep.
The party's over.
The party is over.
Okay, it's not
Not the
a
most,
satisfying ending.
no, not really what you'd expect.
But it's also
But I kind of like
kind
it.
of perfect, right?
Yeah.
Because it reminds us
Yeah.
that even,
Even the greatest minds can't escape
right, they can't resist.
human nature.
Right, it's all part of life.
Yeah.
And love is messy.
It can be.
It's not always like these beautiful speeches. It's
You know what I
real
mean?
life.
Real life, it's
The
complicated.
symposium
Yeah.
doesn't really give us like
Nope.
the answer
Doesn't tell
to what
us
love
what
is.
it is.
It
No.
gives us like all these different
A
perspectives
whole spectrum
so we can
so we can
think about it.
figure out what it means for ourselves.
Exactly.
So, any final thoughts?
You know, I think what's really cool about the symposium
Yeah.
is that it's like this conversation.
It's ongoing.
Yeah, it still
And
happened.
it's about something
About something so
you
fundamental,
being
being
human.
human, and it makes us question everything we think we know
Yeah.
about love
About
and
love.
how it works.
Yeah, it's not just a history lesson.
No, it's
It's something we're all still figuring out.
yeah, we are.
And I think on that note,
Yeah,
we'll leave it there.
sounds good.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the symposium.
Thanks for having me.